another
okay,
episode 6 of Brown Boy Pods. And before we start episode 6, I should kind of explain what happened, why episode 5 was late. So I got an email one day. I was just chilling. And I got an email by our host of the podcast, like the people that we host our episodes through. And someone hacked into our RSS feed, meaning that like they got access to all of our information, all of our episodes, all the files, all the bookmarks, whatever it be, right? Like anything podcast related. And yeah, so that kind of set us up a few days. So we had to change the host. That took a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of panic attacks. But we're back, and welcome to episode 6 of Brown Boy Pods. I'm here with my buddy, Monik.
Monik, you'd say.
Okay, so we asked you guys last week for some confessions, yeah. we got some replies. All right, you're going to have... The first confession is, I once went to Thailand and got finessed. They were serving chicken sandwiches, and I later found caged birds and cats near the back when I went to look for the washroom. To this day, I don't know what I ate, but it was so good.
No, but, see, caged birds and cats. Birds and chicken, though.
Birds is not chicken, bro.
Bro.
Chicken's chicken.
No, I think they're... Okay, so what they did was they caged chicken.
Yeah.
I didn't know how chicken looked like.
Yeah.
Maybe he just thought the chicken was some other birds. If it was tasty,
yeah,
you should not complain.
But okay, no offense, but like, don't like Thailand and all these Asian countries, aren't they notorious for like different types of meats?
Yeah, they eat everything.
What if it's cat meat? What if you ate cat meat? What would you do?
I don't know. See, the thing is, if he ate it,
yeah,
he didn't feel weird.
Yeah,
he thought it was tasty, good, everything.
Yeah,
everything's good.
Yeah. All right, next confession. I have a third nipple. Okay. Never mind. Okay, next confession. One time, I thought the lady at Tim Hortons was going to ask me if I wanted a straw for my iced coffee. Instead, she said, have a nice day. And I quickly replied, no thanks, while smiling. That's so common.
No,
that happens to me all the time.
Why would you do that? Like, if someone's like, have a nice day, thank you, you too.
No, but like, you thought,
nice,
the person thought in their head, they're like, oh,
yeah,
I thought they're
nice.
Going to ask for, like, give me a straw.
Yeah.
I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, be nice.
You know, so many times when I'm at the gym, the person at the front, right, he's like kind of mota, right?
Oh,
and he's
yeah.
Like, and he's like, have a good workout. And I'm like, you too.
You too.
Bro, the guy's like, he's like, I'm not okay. He works at a gym, but like, no offense, but he's like up there in his weight, right? And he's like, have a nice workout to me. And then at least 4 times I'm like, you too.
You too.
I just wonder
you
how
too.
He feels, bro.
What too?
Okay, someone, okay, this is just a, this is not a confession, but someone's like, Canada's perspective on the U.S. election. Speaking of the U.S. election,
Donald Trump.
Oh my god,
okay,
that
so
shit was crazy.
Okay, so I was back from my work.
Yeah.
On my break.
Yeah, you were the first one to text in the group chat.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
so
Trump.
So it was me and my two other friends and my boss sitting.
Yeah.
We were just eating, and my one of my friends is like, Trump got shot. I'm like, Trump got shot? No. And then there was news going on in the back.
Yeah.
In the lunchroom.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Trump got shot. Trump, his ear got shot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, my boss is like, whoever missed it, he should be a dude.
Bro, the thing about the whole situation is it was like a kid that was just out of high school. Like, it was a kid that was like 20 years old. Bro, like, and he looked like, he's tall as fuck. Like, he looked like a reject, not gonna lie. So, he looked like a reject, right? Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, oftentimes, like, people that, like, do stuff at, like, you know, the school,
yep.
School shooters and all that,
wow.
Right? They're oftentimes, they're, like, very, like, they look like they're rejects, right? They have nothing going on in their lives, or they're bullied heavily, and it's not their fault, like, for the bullying and stuff, but then that oftentimes leads them to, paranoia.
Yeah.
It leads them to paranoia, and they do, like, stupid shit.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know what this kid went through with his life. Because apparently he's like a Biden supporter, right? And he hated Trump for like even running. Like, I don't know what his agenda was.
I don't know.
getting to the point where you go to like a federal, like federally
rally,
secured,
yeah.
Like rally, bro. Like,
and then
you're gonna go.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Someone that was a former president too, bro. That's crazy. And Secret Service was there. First of all, how the fuck did he get the shot off if Secret Service was there? Like,
no,
did you guys learn?
How
did they learn from the first time?
How did he get a gun in there?
Yeah, that's the thing. No, no. But didn't the fucking Secret Service learn from the first time? Like, this happened like twice before with two Kennedys.
Yeah, the thing is, the security people, they like, most of the security people, they don't care. They are just there for their money. They don't have passion for the job. Yeah. Like, I work in security.
Yeah.
Like, my manager was telling me, like, in Stampede, they found a revolver.
What the fuck?
Dropped off somewhere. Like, somebody just dropped a revolver and went.
Fuck.
But there was a revolver fully loaded, dropped near a tree. A child could pick it up and play with it and shoot someone.
Or shoot themselves.
Or shoot themselves, yeah.
Fuck, man.
Bro, like, these... Okay, no offense to anyone, but some of the people working in security, they don't, like, really care about... 100%,
bro. Like,
I care about my job, right? Because I'm gonna go in, like, police lines and law, everything, right? Yeah. So I need it.
Yeah.
I need the experience. I need the life experience. So I work with passion.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working there, and my boss, my managers, my supervisors, they know.
Yeah.
Like, this is the guy we want for this job.
Yeah.
And we don't want to lose him.
That's why they're hiring you more, right? They're giving you more places.
Yeah.
But the thing
they don't even give me off, bro. Yeah. They're like, just come every day. Just come every day.
But the thing is, like, even at Stampede, right? Like, you know, the front, like, to get into Stampede, there's no check. They check your bag a little bit, that's it.
Yeah. If it beeps, there's a metal detector. If it beeps,
you just show them something that's metal. No.
If it beeps, they're like, oh, it's probably your bracelet, watch, or something, right?
I just did this, right? Every time I went in, I was like, yo, wait.
Yeah, so they just let you in.
Yeah.
It's and they need good people there because they just put anyone there.
Bro, I was like, I was so sad I didn't go to like the Bryson Tiller concert.
Bro,
that's what I'm saying. Fuck, bro. It was like 40k people.
So, Bryson Tiller starts at 9.
Yeah.
And my friends, the boys went. So they called me there at like 9. They're like, Monica, are you coming? We're like, I'm off at 9:30. I'll try if I can come with my uniform.
Yeah.
Even with my uniform on, I was not able to.
Yeah.
There were so many people.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't even able to go through there. And then me and my friend went to our boss. We talked to our boss. And then we were just watching something. And we left at 11.
Yeah.
From Stampede.
How are you supposed to secure that?
Bro, you don't secure that. You don't secure that.
You just... there
was a standing there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Inside the mosh pit?
Yeah, there was one.
Fuck. Nearby. Wait, imagine like Bryson Tiller got hurt.
I don't know, bro.
Like, even Russ last year was crazy. Like, Russ was like double than Bryson Tiller. It was fun.
So, the thing happened was at 11.
Yeah.
We left for the transit station because we parked at another transit station.
Yeah.
We were going on the transit. Bro, there was not even space to stand on the platform.
Fuck, man.
So many fucking people.
All for Bryson Tiller.
And then we walked to the next transit station. We left, fuck it. Just walk.
Okay. Next confession. Monic touched me when I was in
grade 10. Okay.
He's a freak. You got some explaining to do.
I don't know, bro.
It clearly says Monic touched me when I was like in grade 10.
Okay. If he knows me when he was in grade 10, I was probably in grade 11. That's
so you touched a minor?
I don't know. No. Okay. If I was in grade 11. Okay. If I was in grade 11. I was a minor too.
If you think the way you said that, if I was in grade 11, he was in grade 10. You're so sure I touched someone in grade 10.
Okay.
Oh my god. Woo! Okay.
But going back to the Trump thing, one thing that, as I was saying, like, they didn't learn their lesson for the first time.
Yeah, I know.
Like, anybody who took it on that country.
This is not the first time it's happened.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Right? John F. Kennedy. Now Trump. Like, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, Trump is... Yo, Trump's a goat. Trump's a boss. Did you see him? He's like, fuck!
I was like, fuck! Yeah,
Trump's
I saw
a boss, bro. So, if I was in the US, I'd vote for Trump right now. I'm not even joking. I don't give a fuck.
See, the thing... Oh, did you see Imran Khan, the former president of Pakistan?
Yeah.
He supports Trump, too. Like, the same things happened with him. Like, assassination was tried on him. He went to jail.
What's he
with? Yeah, everything. The same thing. People's favorite, then goes on the, like, president position, prime minister.
Yeah.
Oh, assassination was tried.
Yeah.
And then it was put to jail.
Is he in jail right now?
I don't have any. Let me see. I think he was in jail last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is still in jail. Let me see. There's not any. His body won in Pakistan, apparently.
So he's probably not in jail anymore.
His body out. I don't have, like, I don't follow Indian or Pakistani politics.
Yeah, I don't either. Okay, let's speak about something that we've been kind of like talking. We talked about a bit, like, on the first couple episodes.
But we didn't talk about, like, specific places.
Yeah, so first of all, I want to talk about Calgary's most haunted places.
Yeah.
Right? Because when we're here, we just want to, like, see what the city's about.
Calgary!
And then, okay. So the most haunted place in Calgary, the one of the most haunted places in Calgary is Stampede Grandstand. And I don't know, you have a story about this because you worked there.
Near Stampede Grandstand?
Near
Dog Ball?
Yeah.
I worked for like 6 days there.
Yeah.
And then I worked at Grandstand for 10 days.
Yeah.
So I was probably in the most haunted place.
But did anything happen?
Not in Grandstand. Because I was working in the mornings, basically.
Yeah.
I just worked for 2 days till like late night.
Yeah.
Like till two.
Yeah.
But I just had my, like, people around me. So.
Yeah.
Things happened when I was at Dog Bowl, though.
What happened?
I told you, though. Yeah. So.
Just for the new listeners.
Yeah. So, new listeners, I was working there.
Yeah.
And I see a rabbit.
always rabbits, bro. I swear to God.
Always rabbits, though. But yeah. I see a rabbit. And the rabbit was. This is just normal rabbit, normal khargosh, you know?
Yeah.
Just hanging around. When you know you walk near the rabbits,
yeah,
they just flew. They just ran away.
Yeah, they run away usually.
He didn't run away.
He was on his
hind legs, back legs, standing up, and felt like he was looking at me.
Fuck.
Like it was angled.
Yeah.
You know how they angled? Like went close with hard step, then he ran away for like a meter or two, and then stopping it.
What if he just wanted to play with you?
No, he did not.
He didn't look friendly.
Yeah, this happened like for 10-15 minutes straight, then I swung a stick at him, then he ran away.
Yeah.
I don't know where he went. The same night, so I was working till 12.
Hmm.
So the same night, I was just like patrolling around, you know, I had to patrol around, patrolling around.
Yeah.
When I was sitting on the side, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
But when I was patrolling, like, on the other sides and everything,
mm.
So when I went to the farthest side,
mm.
I hear a banging noise. Like, someone's banging on the fence or the seats.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, metal seats.
Yeah.
So I think someone's banging on them.
Yeah.
I hear that. I rush, because there might be a intruder or some homeless person, anyone, right?
Uh-huh.
So, there's no one.
What would you do in a situation like that? What would I do? I always think about like that.
See, so what I did was, so there was just one place where there was cameras and lights.
Yeah.
I just stood there. I'm like, if the voices come, let them come.
I'll beat anyone up, but when it comes to like paranormal shit, bro.
Bro, see, if there was a homeless person, I would have escorted him out. I would have asked park patrol to come. Like, I can ask anyone.
Yeah.
What would I say to Park Patrol? Park Patrol, I hear something and I don't see anything. No.
No, it's like the unknown. You don't know, what are you supposed to do with the unknown? If it's like something physical that I can see and it's like a threat, I'll like deal with it.
Yeah.
But if it's something I can't see, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to deal with it?
Yeah, right? If I don't see it, how am I supposed to do it? Like, okay, so I call Park Patrol and like, Park Patrol, can you come here?
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, why? Oh, I hear something, but I don't see anything. Can you guys come?
What would they actually do? What would they do?
Oh, they'll say you're stupid.
Okay.
But see if there was any like haunted incidents at Grandstand.
Grandstand? Let's see.
Because it's a haunted place. It's one of the top places. Why? Oh yeah, I get it. Why? Because not this year, but every year.
Ooh. In Stampede Grandstand, just like a couple years ago, during construction, a worker was killed and hollow footsteps heard echoing through the stands have been attributed to him. Ooh. Was that the bang? Was he fucking with you?
Maybe.
He's like, you turban fuck.
See, I think it's this.
Yeah.
And like so many, like, not this year, but my manager told me like every year, some animals die.
You say motherfucker just eating them? Just like skinwalker.
No. They die on like during shows, during games sometimes.
Oh wait, do you think I know humans, when they die, they're attributed like ghosts towards humans. Are they like?
I don't know what happens to animals.
Though. Yeah, word, bro. Do their spirits like? Because I feel like animal spirits will be more ferocious than like human spirits.
Yeah.
Because beasts understand humans. Yeah. We can't understand animals all the time.
Yes,
beast. Oh, just a haunted armadillo. Armadillo.
Nah. So they don't like humans to die yet and rodeos and everything.
Fuck yeah, I know. I think someone died. Two horses died this year so far.
This year, not the horses. I think one of the calves died.
Oh fuck.
But yeah, the thing is, oh bro, I said so. There were, you know, when the bull riding.
Yeah.
So they have like three bullfighters who save the rider from the bull. The bull ran into one of the bull fighters.
Oh fuck!
But he flew.
Gorilla, they come here. Why would you do shit like that?
Bro? No, bro, you are retarded to ride a bull.
No.
Like, you can do it on a horse? Do you think you can do it with a bull?
No. Well, like, okay, like, why would Gorilla, they come, right? And then the bull chase, have you, in Italy? That's just fucked too. Or Spain? I don't know where it is. Spain.
That's Spain.
Yeah, and then, like, there's a bull, and there's, like, tens of thousands of people just running. Like, first of all, you can stumble, like, you can trample on each other and die. That's way one. Way two, the bull kills you. Way three, you get lost. Like, what? Alright, so I have two more stories. So there's two more places. This is also in Calgary. So this place is called the Dean House. And I don't know if you've heard about it.
We talked about it.
Once. We talked about it just like Ulda, right? But I want to explain to you what happened. So a tenant named Roderick Upperville stabbed and strangled his wife, Irma, while his children looked on, then killed himself in one of the home's apartments. And this is said to be the most haunted house in Calgary, in Alberta. And so this is in 1952 that this happened.
Oh,
so this is a really old house. After Alex, so there's another tenant named Alex Brotherton. So after Alex Brotherton died in the house in 1968, the Dean House's violent and tragic past cemented its reputation as one of Calgary's most haunted houses. All right, like. So this has been 1952, the first murder happened.
Yeah,
first of all,
the guy killed
himself and his wife while his children watched, right?
Yeah.
So, so, one second. So in 1906, the house was built in 1906, right? So that was a different guy who like killed his wife. That was just a tenant, right? So in 1906, the Calgary Fort, right?
Yeah.
The superintendent of the Calgary Fort, it's his house. So,
okay.
So in 1906, the fort's superintendent, Captain Richard Dean, had a home built for his wife, Martha, on the grounds of the fort, as he believed that the existing accommodations were unfit for family living. Tiga?
Mm-hmm.
The home was constructed by prisoners of Fort Calgary, and Martha, however, wouldn't live to see the home completed, so she died of an undisclosed illness shortly before construction of the house was completed.
Undisclosed.
So this house is just packed with negativity.
Yeah,
you're having prisoners of Fort Calgary build the house.
I know that.
You have a sick wife who died before the house even like was built. Who knows? Maybe Captain Richard Dean killed her. Right? Who knows? So she died before the house was even built. So that some would say that's like bad karma, right? On the house.
I know.
And then, because of that, do you think there's, like, something living that would, like, just haunt people? Like, that's why, like, the murders happened?
There's nothing living, bro. It's something that's not living.
No, sorry. I meant, like, is there something, like, a spirit connected to the house that's just, like,
forcing
negativity upon? Because the house is just, like, yeah.
It was built by prisoners.
Yeah.
Jandri Pariyai, his wife.
Yeah.
She died before the house was even built.
Yeah.
So there's probably her spirit in their house.
Yeah.
And the prisoners.
Who knows how she died? Because it says undisclosed illness.
How she died?
What if her husband killed her and now she's like forced to like just be in the house?
Yeah, be in that house.
Because a mad spirit is a mad spirit.
Yeah.
A mad spirit is very hard to control. I don't know if you like read stories and stuff, but
yeah,
like,
I don't.
Spirit is part of Yandari. Like when it's like crazy, like it's hard to control.
You can't stop them, right?
Yeah.
Would you go in there? No.
We were planning to,
but we can't.
Yeah.
And
if law enforcement's watching, we're not going to do it, don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is that's what happened in 1906, right? So in 1914, so after Fort Calgary closed, right, the Grand Trunk Pacific Railway purchased the land and tore everything down except for the Dean House.
Why?
No idea. So they transformed the station's agents' living quarters. The house was moved into properties southeast corner, so they like moved the house.
Okay.
Where it sat for the next 15 years. In 1929, the house was purchased by C.L. Jacques, an entrepreneur who planned to use the building as a boarding house. To accomplish this, the Dean House was moved once again. Okay? So this time across the Elbow River. You know where the Elbow River is?
Mm-hmm.
Across the Elbow River to the opposite shore. The house was later sold to Alex Brotherton, who continued to run the property as a boarding house called the Gasp Lodge, who was the one who killed his wife and himself.
From this thing?
Yeah.
So sometimes when you build the house, the place is haunted.
Okay.
And this thing, the house is haunted.
That seems like that way, right? Because like house is haunted. Everything, bad luck followed the house wherever it went.
Yeah.
Right?
So the house is haunted.
So these motherfuckers just haunted. Like, what if they haunted the land while building the house? And the house, right? So what if the house and the land is like haunted, and now they're just haunting?
I don't know, man. Like these things are just you can't understand them.
Yeah.
No,
so
you can.
Alex Brotherton. So he's the one that like changed in 1929, whatever, right? That's what happened. Sorry. So no, the Alex Brotherton wasn't the one who killed his wife in it.
Yeah.
That was 1952. So he owned the house,
okay.
But he gave it to tenants.
Okay.
In 1952, that was Roderick Upperville, who stabbed his wife, stabbed and strangled his wife, Irma, whilst children looked on, then killed himself in one of the home's apartments. That was a tenant of the house, okay?
Yeah.
And then after Alex Brotherton died in 1968, that's the guy who purchased the Dean House, it just became known as a haunted house. Because they're just saying, like, bad things just, like, follow. So other visitors claim to hear voices and footsteps, smell cigar smoke, and hear an antique piano play by itself.
Okay, good.
That's just very, like, textbook haunted housey, right?
Yeah.
But staff members have also reported dark apparitions.
Like a dark shadow.
Staff members have also reported dark shadows with missing legs below the knees. Floating down the stairs and like disappearing.
Okay,
that's scary as fuck. So in the attic, the storage bins appear to have blood stains on them that can't be scrubbed away.
I'm running away, bro. I'm not working.
The
here.
Ghost,
I'm not staying there.
The ghost of a native man, his hair in a single braid and wearing long sleeve shirt and vest, has been seen haunting the home. One witness to this spirit said that the man warned her that she shouldn't be in the house because it is a sacred place. Oh, that makes so much sense, bro.
So it was built on a sacred place.
So that motherfucker, oh my, what if they killed, like, because 1906.
Okay.
Let me search something.
No,
was
no,
there-
no, no, no. It's not 1906. I think Canada got free before. I don't know.
No, no, no. We had residential schools and shit. So First Nations people got tortured all the time.
Yeah, I know. So because of that. So what I think is, the guy who built the house, he probably killed the people who were living there and built the house on that land.
Yeah.
That's why the land is haunted. That's why his wife died. So that guy was haunting him.
Fuck, you dumbass Dean, bro. Like, no,
I never thought it's a haunted house.
No. Knock on wood. Sorry. No, I do not. I repuke.
I don't associate with anything.
I repuke all bad spirits. I am only a man of God. Okay. And that's a lot, bro.
That's
God.
There's just not one spirit.
And then there's one, there's another place. This is in Edmonton. It's called the Charles Camsel Hospital. And this operated between 1946 and 1996.
Okay.
So 50 years, it was a hospital.
I know, it's the hospital. Right? There's nothing. You don't see anything, but at night, some people see like a room with lights on.
Oh, is it that one?
I think it's that one, yeah.
Bro, that's fucked, man.
I think there's a same one in Calgary too. A same building.
Is it actually?
I think so.
So the Charles Camsel Hospital in Edmonton has a long and tangled history. Most people know it as the abandoned hospital site, which is haunted. let's look at some ghost stories. Most reliable source, Reddit. So, hold up, we'll come back.
Have you ever used Ouija board?
No. I'm too scared. I'm too scared. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, well, me too.
Never used it? My friend used it. He used to be my friend in like Western. In high school, he used to be my friend, and he used it once, and then he said it was like the most exhilarating like experience. Like he was so excited, like during the whole experience. But he's like, right when it ended, like the worry, like all that, just like hit him, and he's like, I got scared. Blah blah blah. Like, why would you do it in the
first? Okay, so there's not reason, but there's like so many games.
Yeah.
So there's this one game called Charlie. It sounds childish.
Yeah, no, I know. I heard about that.
It seems childish, but me and my friend, we once played it.
Yeah.
It's basically like take a paper.
Yeah.
You make a crisscross box.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, no, and no.
Yeah. And you place like two full pencils. And
I know. I played it.
So okay, so I don't know your experiences, but my experience. So what we did was like I think it was mid monsoon in India.
Yeah.
So it was not that hot, but it was hot. We needed fans there, so we got our fan turned off to play. We were playing in school. And I have like
so the fan just turned off.
No. We got our fan turned off. We were like, just turn it off. It's fine. Like there were not many people in class that day, and we just shut down the windows on the side, so no wind comes in. Like there's no wind. We played it. The pencil moved so many times. It was always the correct answers. Always correct. We like there was a guy who was really fat.
Yeah.
He was just sitting beside us. He's like, I don't trust this. I'm like, okay, we'll ask it if you're fat. If it goes to yes, you'll trust it. But when, you know, it doesn't went like this. It's went like.
What if I said no and he's like, मैं क्या सिनेमा पतला है?
But no, it didn't even know, है ना? आपा दो वाली ट्राई की था and दो वाली pencils just moving. And you can't leave till like you. There's a rule in that game. If you leave before you say bye or something,
it haunts you.
Yeah. We asked bye like both times.
Okay.
Because we're not done with this.
Okay.
And with my school's a Catholic school.
Oh.
Most haunted things happen in Catholic schools.
Yeah, honestly, bro.
And there was this other story in my. I think I told you, but we didn't tell people.
Yeah.
So there used to be a hallway. There was a Mother Mary statue above.
Yeah.
And there was like Bibles and everything.
Yeah.
So we were just like standing there. And once from the storeroom, they got a photo out of a girl. I don't know
who she was. Oh, I didn't hear the story.
I don't know who she was.
Yeah.
I don't even know to this day who she was. They just said she was a topper before, but she died after.
Yeah.
So they just put her photo there on the hallway.
Yeah.
Because she used to be the best student of the school.
Yeah.
So they just put her photo.
Yeah.
And that day, there was a crowd in front of that photo and they were removing it because what I heard and what like I saw a little bit, there was like blood on that photo.
Oh,
was, like
coming out of the eye?
Yeah.
Oh, yo, there's a lot of instances of that.
And we were in a Catholic school.
there's
Bibles there. There's a Jesus statue there.
That's crazy.
There's a church nearby. And this thing was happening there.
Fuck.
And then they just removed the photo. I don't know what
happened. Wait, so there's a lot of instances of where, like, houses, the walls start bleeding, right? Yeah, you know that shit, right? And it's usually on burial ground or if something bad happens.
And it's not even...
So no one knows how she died?
Like, people do. People, like, I don't know how she died. I don't know how she died.
Do you know now?
No. I didn't inquire on that. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Fuck.
The thing is, like, this is not the only, like, I don't have many ghost experiences, but I have heard from many people.
Yeah.
Like, so in our school, same school, one of my juniors.
Yeah.
I was in grade 9 back then.
Yeah.
He was in grade 7.
Yeah.
This is in India. So, he was in grade 7. There was this girl in his class who started acting weird. Just acting weird, out of nowhere. Not screaming, just moving her head here and there. And you know it's a Catholic school, so we have sisters, nuns.
Huh.
So nuns there. She was just roaming in the hallway. They called her. She came in and she like put cross near her, and then she just screamed and passed away for some time.
Was she normal after that?
Yeah, she was okay. Yeah.
That's fuck.
Bro, there's so many incidents in
school.
Bro, it's a school, bro. It was burial grounds before. Go to the burial grounds.
Fuck.
Look, the Gore, Benito the Gore, does he know? The whole area was a dead.
Oh shit.
No, it was not Gore, this is like Maharaja Ranjit Singh the time, though the Gore and Rote the Flam, this is that's all.
Oh, cha cha cha. Damn, bro, that's a lot of history.
It's a lot of history, bro. And
it could be any one of the people, or it could be like, who knows?
Who knows, bro?
Alright, going back to the hospital.
Yeah.
So the next place I want to talk about was the a hospital in Edmonton, and it's called the Charles Campbell Hospital, yeah. And it's in Edmonton, Alberta. So apparently at this hospital, they used to do a lot of like experimental treatments,
oh.
Right? A lot of shock, shock treatments,
okay,
nutritional experiments, sterilization, and this is said to add to the haunting of the building.
I guess
so it. Because all these guys were tortured, they're probably
their spirits are probably gone. Yeah.
Right, which is still kind of like stupid. Like, so why would you do experimental treatments like that? I guess they didn't know much back in the 1940s. That's
yes.
Still like 1940s. That's like World War II times. No, that makes sense because Germans used to do shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's said to it's said to still haunt families searching for lost loved ones. So like, people disappeared from this hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Like no, like people would just like go vanish. Like they would do experiments on people and. Family would come. Where are these people? They're gone, bro. Like that's how sketchy it used to be, and so it goes back. Wait one second.
When it goes back,
so it used to be like a hospital where they treated a lot of First Nations people too.
Oh, okay.
So it goes back to what Justice Murray Sinclair was saying. Someone said. We've got a full picture, and reconciliation doesn't happen until you see the origins of some of those policies and some of the experiences of some of those people. And then you can show more compassion when creating new policies, and we can work together, blah, blah, blah. Okay, wait. Well, this is... Oh, so the original Campbell Hospital, Indian Hospital, was torn down and rebuilt in the late 60s. So before that, it was a... it was an Indian mm-hmm. hospital.
Indigenous, yeah.
Right? So it opened in 1946. And until the 60s, it wasn't rebuilt. So roughly like 20 years, it was a hospital where they treated like First Nations people, right? But you already know how back in the day, how they were being treated. Right?
Yeah.
Even today, it's not they're not being treated well, right? And especially back in the day, imagine they didn't have a voice. So they probably got tortured.
Yeah.
All these experimental treatments, it probably happened to them. Which kind of makes sense why it would be haunted, but... that's messed up, man. And then, so in the 1960s, it became a provincial hospital. And it closed down in the 1990s, and it's been abandoned ever since. And they haven't torn down the building. The building's still there. It's been
Why?
Almost 30 years. That's another thing.
I think they can't.
Yeah.
Like, once when like a building is haunted,
yeah.
It's protected by the ghost. Like, ghost is, they're just going to live there.
Oh, they're trying to make it into a 230-unit residential condominium project.
No.
And that's just going to be the next...
No, don't.
Don't do that, right?
No, don't.
So, that's fucked, bro. That's actually fucked. Oh,
if you,
I'm having fun talking about this, but I'm also, like, anxiety is, like,
yeah,
my chest feels heavy right now.
Yeah, bro.
Like, my back, it feels, like tight. Oh, my God, bro. Okay, let's search up some more haunted places. This website's really good. Which one did I click to? It was this. National Property Inspections. Oh, this is the National Property Inspections where we went to check the Dean House.
So it is.
So it's
like,
credible.
Yeah, it's credible.
Oh my God, bro. Haunted places.
And then there's this hotel in
Banff. Oh, we already talked about that.
Now we talked about it, right?
The Rose and Crown Pub. I heard a lot about that.
I don't know.
Let's talk about the Lougheed House.
Oh, so it's probably near a house? Peter Lougheed?
Oh, probably, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that just looks haunted. The Lougheed House history. House history.
I don't think so there's anything there.
There's no history. It says... Okay, let's just go to a different one. The Souter. I've heard about this.
Souter House?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. Souter House. That looks haunted, bro.
That looks haunted, right?
The way it's built. Oh, yeah.
Okay. The Dean House, Souter House. Okay. 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, it's like still operating though. I'm trying to find out where it's still like haunted. Okay, this looks like Airdrie House. 1 second. So the Airdrie House built in 1961. Please, ghost guys dare go in. Oh. That's very sexist. It doesn't like women. Heaton said many believe that the house itself isn't haunted, but the artifacts inside. Oh, okay. So, the next house we're going to talk about is the Airdrie House. So, this is located in Heritage Park. Damn, which is also kind of haunted, I heard. Like, the Heritage Park in general is just very haunted.
Everything's haunted.
So, besides its old-fashioned charm, lie stories of unworldly encounters and spine-tingling history. Ooh. The Airdrie House was built in 1906, just like the Dean House.
1906.
What happened in 1906, dog?
I don't know.
Search up what happened in 1906. And it's one place that no ghost guides dare go in. Should we go?
No.
So, someone said, it's that gut feeling that you get that you're not supposed to be in there. Hands are really calm.
In 1906.
In Calgary?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Let's see.
That's so random.
So, what happened in the... Oh, there, I searched up 1906 and Dean House comes
okay, out. Okay, we're not talking about that. We're done. So, someone said, it's that gut feeling that you get that you're not supposed to be in there. Hands are really common in the house, like feeling as if someone's trying to push you out of the house, push you down the stairs and out. Natalie Heaton, a ghost guide at Heritage Park. The Heritage Park in general, I heard, is very haunted. Heritage Park? Heritage Park is like open. Like, nothing happens during the day, but I heard at like night, like, it's very, very haunted. Like, because it's like, imagine, like, it's an old ghost town type thing. Like, the whole, like, area, the Heritage Park, it's like an old ghost town.
Yeah, we go.
We should go. So, the house in particular does not like women, and it does not like ghost guides. That's why I don't go in. Heaton said many believe that the house itself isn't haunted, but the artifacts inside taken from ghost towns in BC are.
Why would you do that? Why would you?
So they took artifacts from ghost towns just to bring it into this house, place in Heritage Park? But it's, I don't know. So the temperature, regardless of if it's 30 degrees or negative 30 outside, it's always 10 degrees in the home. And it never changes. Do they just have a secret thermostat?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, it's an abandoned house. Nobody goes there. Like, nobody lives there.
No, but it's at Heritage Park.
But nobody lives in there.
Yeah, but it's also like, maybe it's just like they use it to say it's like haunted, so people would go to Heritage Park more. See, I'm right now intrigued. We want to go there, right? We're intrigued right now.
Okay, we won't go there.
Yeah, well, I'm not so glad. So next house is called the Prince House, and this is one of the more haunted ones that I've seen.
It looks haunted.
Yeah, so this house is the oldest one we've talked about so far. So Peter Prince built this house in 1894, but his wife Margaret died in the house shortly after. Of Abraham.
Abraham.
So the spirit of a woman named Mary Josephette Corriveau, otherwise known as La Corriveau, is often cited as at the Plains of Abraham. In 1763, La Corriveau was hung at the gallows there. Oh my God. So she was hung at the gallows there for the murder of her second. Oh, so she murdered her second husband and she was hung.
Okay, yeah.
So that's why it's haunted.
And it's like 1700s, right? 1700s. So there's probably black magic involved.
Oh my God. Yeah, bro, witchcraft and stuff. So with such an awful bloody history, it has such an awful like bloody history. When walking in the Plains of Abraham, many visitors claim to catch the scent of sulfur of gunpowder in the air. Others seem convinced that they heard loud booming shots reminiscent of cannon fire, especially at night. It's odd because the city clearly states they've never set off a cannon at night. Is this Calgary?
No, it's It's cool. No, it's Quebec.
It was in Quebec.
Quebec.
Quebec. Oh, wow.
Quebec.
So, the spirit of a woman. So,
we had this story.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. No evidence that Le Corbeau murdered her husband. So there's no evidence that she actually killed her husband.
Oh, so she
might have been innocent when they hung her.
Yeah. That makes sense now.
So, according to those in the know, Le Corbeau's second husband was found dead in his barn with injuries to his head. After an examination, the doctor stated that the horse likely had kicked him in the head.
Yeah.
Okay. So, however, being 1763, the British courts weren't kind to Le Corbeau. She is French, British, because there was a French and British, then no, French and they were all trying to take over Canada at one point. Remember?
Yeah.
Like French and England, like France and England. So that may be why the British court weren't so kind to her. There's also happened to be a lot of bad blood between the families, so it didn't take long for rumors to start that implicated that Le Corbeau and she had killed her husband. Think about it. Back then, there's no social media. There's no cameras. There's no nothing. So word of mouth spreads. If someone spreads a rumor, it's gonna go buck, right? That's very scary. That's actually so scary. So she was publicly hung at the Plains of Abraham without a fair trial. Her body was then exposed, put in a cage with chains, and displayed for several weeks. That's disgusting. Why would you do that?
Okay, that's probably why her spirit haunts her.
Yeah, I don't care, bro. If it's like a murderer, I don't care who it is, bro. Don't do that shit. So, and then it gets like creepier, okay? As a Canadian urban legend goes, a traveler passed by the place where the city had displayed Le Corbeau's body. He heard an eerie TikTok sound, sound, and soon realized it came from wind rattling through Le Corbeau's cage and her bones.
So it's still there.
Oh no! This is like old, like it's a legend. Yeah. So feeling pity for her, the traveler recited her last rites, and through the darkness, Le Corbeau came alive. She reached for the traveler and jumped on his back, demanding he take her to Isle Dauphines, just across the St. Lawrence River. She wanted nothing more than to reunite with her fellow witches on the Sabbath. Oh, okay. Damn. So this is an urban legend, so we don't know if we can
trust it.
Trust it, but some guy said that he lashed on her back, came to life, her bones like came to life, and then she wanted to go reunite with the witches. That's probably the rumor that they used back in the day, that she's a witch.
Yeah.
Shout out to I hope it's a ghost.subtac.com. That's where we got all this information. But bro, that's creepy.
Bro, it's so creepy. I would never wanna go to a place.
Vaheguru, Vaheguru. Ekori part kar liye. Ekunkara satna karta porkne pon and mera kaam hona to jungi se mango prasaja pasaja. And kosi pisa. Vaheguru, bro. Bro, oh my god. That's scary, bro.
Bro, jodo mera skinwalker. I don't know.
Huh? As soon as part ki
da I don't know if it was a skinwalker or something. Map ki ta part na le hawa idu na ana bolle.
Na you okay now, right? Like it feels like normal. Oh my god. Okay. So this does it for episode number 6, guys. Episode 6, but we're gonna do record episode 7 right here too. So if we're wearing the same clothes,
Sorry.
So wise words from Manik.
Wake up. ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਭੂਤ ਲੱਭਦਾ ਆ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ
ਗੁੱਡ ਐਡਵਾਈਸ
ਹੈ ਨਾ ਤੇ ਬਸ ਜਿਮ ਜਾਓ